"Goodbye, honey," she screamed. "Goodbye, you eye-covered motherfucker." It roared again and thrust itself forward. For one moment, she saw it plain. A huge, round lump that couldn't be called a face in spite of the lolling mouth. The segmented body, scratched and oozing from contact with the rough walls, a quartet of stubby arm-like appendages, two on each side. These ended in snapping pincers. She shrieked and thrust the torch back at it, and the thing retreated with another deafening roar.
"Did your mother never teach you that it's wrong to tease the animals?" Roland asked her, and his tone was so dry, she couldn't tell if he was kidding her or not. 5 minutes after that, they were out.
Chapter 2 On Badlands Avenue 1 They exited through a crumbling hillside arch beside a Quonset hut similar in shape but much smaller than the Arc 16 experimental station. The roof of this little building was covered with rust. There were piles of bones scattered around the front in a rough ring. The surrounding rocks had been blackened and splintered in places. One boulder, the size of the Queen Anne house where the breakers had been kept, was split in two, revealing an interior filled with sparkling minerals. The air was cold, and they could hear the restless whine of the wind, but the rocks blocked the worst of it, and they turned their faces up to the sharp blue sky with wordless gratitude.
"There was some kind of battle here, wasn't there?" she asked.
"Yes, I'd say so. A big one. Long ago." He sounded utterly whipped. A sign lay face down on the ground in front of the Quonset's half-open door. Susanna insisted that he put her down so she could turn it over and read it. Roland did as she asked, and then sat with his back propped against a rock, staring at Castle Discordia, which was now behind them. Two towers jutted into the blue, one whole and the other shattered off near what he judged had been the top.